Good morning, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory be unto God, in the name of Yahshua Jesus Christ. May everybody that's listening to this podcast be blessed abundantly with overflowing in life, amen. Bind up every evil spirit and mighty spirit, try to come and steal the seed, in Yahshua Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Good morning, ladies and gents. All right, if you will get in your Bible with me, 1 Samuel and 30. I'm going to look at one. It says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Amen. And had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Amen. Today, I want you to understand that you're about to receive everything the devil stole from you. You're about to recover all. I need you to get that in your spirit this morning. You're about to recover all. Everything the devil stole from you, you're about to recover it all. Amen. Now, as we go down the verse here, for, you know, you see they took all these people, made them captive. Verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices. They wept and until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Hinnoam and the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite, okay? And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him because of the soul of, you know, of the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, him, his God. God was his strength. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Whatever you're going through, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. You can't go to your friends, can't go to your mama, can't go to your auntie. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord because of the trust you got in God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Amen. Now, we go down to verse 8. It says, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. And thou shalt surely, come on, hallelujah, glory be unto God, overtake them, and without fail recover all. This morning, I want you to look at your situation. I know that you've been going through. I know that you're saying, I lost my house, I lost my job, I lost this, and I lost that. But I want you to be encouraged this morning to realize that, you know, now you're getting ready to go back after everything the devil stole from you. Hallelujah. When you get permission from God and pursue and go get it. You're getting ready to recover all. Everything the devil stole from you, you're getting ready to recover it. Hallelujah. But you got to go get, you got to get permission first. Now, I want to talk to y'all about verse 11 here. It says, and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. Now, let's talk about kindness. Make sure you be careful how you treat people and how you talk to people. It does matter. Because this one Egyptian, them giving them food and water, amen, was able, amen, to get their enemy back and recover all. Hello, somebody. One Egyptian that he was kind to, David was kind to, Got him a place where he recovered all. Caught them slipping. When you read the chapter down in verse 16, I wish I could go through the whole thing, but unfortunately, you know, I'm just trying to keep your attention span. Amen. Okay, then I'll jump down to verse 17. And David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them. save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled, and David recovered all. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're getting ready to recover all. I know it looked like you done lost it. Looked like that you ain't going to be able to get it back. There's some money that you lost. You might have to get it back and then some. Glory be unto God. Shout out to the boat, shit. And then it says in 18, and David recovered all. Look at that. That the Amalekites had what? Carried away. You see that? Whatever the enemy have stole from you, you're getting ready to recover it all. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered it all. I'm going to stop right there this morning. I just want to encourage you this morning to let you know it looked like that you lost everything. But God is able to allow you to recover everything that you lost in the name of Jesus. So this morning, I hope that this have encouraged you in some way or another. In Jesus' name, amen. To those that out here may not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, come on, repeat after me. God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in my heart, in Jesus' name. I believe that if you had said that simple prayer right then, you meant it, that you are saved. You are a child of God now. Anytime you want to talk, call Apostle Vincent Williams, 470-458-8748. If you want to come see us on Sunday, I even got Saturday service, but you know, let's start somewhere. 6721 Springdale Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. Give me a call. It will be good to see you. I pray today to whoever hear this podcast that God touches your heart in a way that you bless us as we're blessing you. But you're getting ready to recover everything the devil stole from you. Hallelujah. Recover it all. In Jesus' name. Shalom.